Nishma Yisrael Kehein Midian Chosin Moshe Efkan Asher Oso Elohim LeMoshe LeYisrael Amoy Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisrael MeMitzrayim Vayikach Yisrael Vayav Yisrael Vayomer Al Moshe Ani Chosin Vayetza Moshe Mikrosrael Vayisat Moshe LeChosin Es Kol Asher Oso Hashem LeParo LeMitzrayim על ידי ישראל אסכולת לא אשר מצורסו בדרך ויציל עם השם וייחד ישראל כל הטוב אשר עושו השם ויאמר ברוך השם אשר הציל אסכם אתה יודעתי כי גדל השם כי נדום אשר זודו עלי זה דפר של סלוי צבא ישמע ישראל רשי בנזדר ומחירתה מה שמו או שומע ובו כי יסיאם סוף ומלחם מסמול So the question is, מה שמו השם הרבו? קריאס ים סוף ומלחמס המולק? קריאס ים סוף וזנה לנוף? שומו עמי מרגוזו, חילו חז ישווי פלושס. עושה מלחמס המולק? What was the point that he had to wait to hear the מלחמס המולק? So the fortune say, Yisroel, we see, you know, he worked, he was Ovid, all of that, but his others, he was searching who is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He didn't know who is the Ribbono Shel Olam, he was searching. Kriyas Yam Suf, wow. He knew Ribbono Shel Olam loves Klal Yisroel. But he didn't know if it's real. You need to say, maybe Hashem has the love to Klal Yisroel. That's something like human beings have love to each other. He likes them. You know, Seder. I'm not a Jew, I was not a born a Jew, and I'm not looking to be a part of that. Yisrael wants to serve the real stuff. He didn't ever prove that the Ribbono Shel Olam, the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam with Klal Yisrael is a real, healthy relationship. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Melech HaOlam. But, when he saw Milchemes HaMolek, and he realized, if Klal Yisrael misbehave, Refidim, Miyad HaMolei comes. This is real. This is no mass upon him. If Klal Yisrael listen to Hashem, it's Vayoytziyem in Mitzrayim. But if they don't listen, Vayachmo Vayisrael Vayavoy LeRefidim, Kevod Sherofu Yedeim Bateirem Miyad Vayovri HaMolei, Yisrael says, yeah, this fits for me. This fits for me. But there's no mass upon him. The Rav Hoshim has a very stark kash. So, Mashmu Hashem Avabo, Kriyas Yam Suf in Milchemes HaMolek. It's very gishmak, if he did pshat, the words in Milchemes HaMolek, not Nitzochen HaMolek. He didn't wait to hear that he won HaMolek. It was irrelevant. He wanted to hear Kriyas Yam Suf, that is nice, and the war, that HaMolek came. He didn't wait that he will win. Yisrael took his packages when Klal Yisrael started to go. Then when Amalek came, Yisrael took his packages. This really fits for him. This is good for him. Milchemes Amalek. So he comes to Moshe. It's about the pasuk. Vayisaper Moshe lechoisnes kol haosho Hashem leparo leMitzrayim al kol atlo Hashem mitzoroso baderech vayatzil em Hashem. Mashmu Hashem Avodol Kriyas Yam Suf. He comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zog Posuk Ches, Vayisapu Moshe Lechoisne Eskolosho Hashem Osu Lepao LeMitzrayim, and Rashi says, Limshech Esliboy Lekao VeLatoyro. This is what happened. So I heard one vote from Avraham Shmulevitz. He said that Yisroi heard it of Agoya Shevek. He read it in the Times. Kriyas Yam Suf, exciting. He came. From this Golnish. You see, they hear all the Nisim and Niflos, they read the Bible, nothing changes. He came, Moshe taught it to him with a Jewish look. Versus Kiras Yamsuf, Rasoshiv Khalayam, Zekeli Van Veyu. Moshe told him over the story. And what happens? Vayichad Yisroel. Before it was not Vayichad Yisroel. But yesterday night I heard from Lavi, you know, it was Lavi. He's a bacher in America, he's 40 years old, he's blind in both of his eyes. So we have a kvias every week. He calls me, he leaves on my phone, 5 volts on the parsha. Every week, this is, I try to listen, try to say over sometimes some. So yesterday night, I heard from Levi, a volt, b'shem Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. Why Moshe has to say over the story, the same kasha. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Rav Shiv from Mir, asked the same kasha. What do you have to repeat over the story? L'karvei l'teira. So he said, it's a such a Rav Shmuel Birnbaum volt. He says, v'yishma yisroi, es kol asher oso, v'yikach yisroi choysen Moshe es tziporo, v'yobo yisroi choysen Moshe, ובונו ואישתו אל מוישה אל המדבור. זאת דה אלי כרשי, אל המדבור אין לנו יוידים שבמדבור היו, אלא בשבוכה של ישראל דיבר הקוסוף, שיוישה בכבודו של אילו, ונדוב אליבו אלוצץ אל המדבור, מוקמתו יהיו לשמוע דברתיו. שבוכה של ישראל, he was a king, and he left everything to come to the midbor. The Torah says it, so his stomach was obviously. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum said, Moshe said, no, you have a mistake. Nesoi liboi lazri vesakoi lokom lamokim toyu lishmoya divre Teire. You don't know what is Teire all about. You're lucky to come to learn Teire. You left the cheap place to come to the good place. If you feel that you came to the midbar, come and go over the story again. Lekav vile Teire. Evchatzach nishmos is Teire. If you feel it's schwer to sein Ayid, does it garnish. You're not. It's Geschmack, it's glücklich to sein Ayid. Yisro, you say, I'm sitting with Chvoyle Shel Oilom, Klal Yisrael, I came to join you. I'm asking to join you. Teir is so important, I'm asking to join you in the midbar. It's hard, but I'm asking to join. I said, over once, the famous Maise, the Chazanish, was the most choshev bocher in Ponovich, they read him a Shidduch. Chazanish was against the Shidduch for 7 reasons. And all the Shadchanim came to push a couple times the Chazanish that he will agree that this bocher will go out with this girl. And again and again. And the Chazanish said, no. So one of the Shadchanim came over to the Chazanish and he said, listen, I know this girl personally. She's masking Mamish to suffer all of her life to marry a Ben Torah. The Chazanish said, so I for sure don't want it. To suffer all of her life. She wants to be the happiest person to marry a Ben Torah, to sit and learn day and night and not to have money. This is the happiest thing that she wants to do. If she's masking to suffer for Torah, I don't need someone that suffers for Torah. I need someone from this bachur that is excited to be Ben Torah. Now that she's masking to satisfy herself for Torah. So this was Rav Shmuel Birnbaum's fault. V'yishma Yisrael v'yover el amidbo, zok Moshe v'yisaper lo yizek Rashi, lekar voy leteir. Lekar voy leteir. He came, Rashi says he came to learn the Torah. He came to suffer. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, lekar voy leteir. To understand what is glicklech to Zayin Ayid, or how we're proud to be with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. ויספר מוישה לחויסנס כל אשר עושה השם לפרוי ולמצרים אז כל התלום אשר מצום בדרך ויצילם השם. סתם here it's meduig like we said. Rashi said, what is כל התלום? שעל הים ושל המולק. Here Rashi doesn't say מלחום. He was not the point to say the war. The war was the reason that Yisrael came. ויחד ישראל כל התויבו אשר עושה השם לישראל אשר הצילו עם יד מצרים. ויאמר ישראל ברוך השם אשר הציל אתכם מיד מצרים מיד פרעה אשר הציל לסעור מתחת יד פרעה עתה יודעתי כי גודל השם מכל האלוקים כי בדבר אשר זודו עליהם. רש"י says במים דימו לעבדום והם נעבדו במים בדבר אשר זודו עליהם. What they wanted to do בסגובו דחשביר מצרוי למידן יס ישראל בני דלנון. So the בריסקרוב would say על המול עתו יודעתי. Why ישראל? He says like this. שלוש היו בו ישראל עצר בילום ישראל ואיוב בילום שיועץ נידן חרב ישראל שבורח עולה לגדולו, איר ששוס אגנידו לאיסור. So the Briskerov, Yisrael said, I know what the Mitzrim were planning to do to the Yid. You, Klal Yisrael, don't know all of the plans, because not all the plans happened. I see the Midah Keneged Midah for every plan, what they were planning to do. Ando Yodati, I know how much is a Midah Keneged Midah. You, Klal Yisrael, you know water. I know where's the dam, where's the tzadeh, where's the kinim. I'm Mamesh, and I was in the planning of the whole system. I see Mamesh. So we say in Halel, Alleluia Hashem Kol Goyim, Shabechu Kol Ha'umim, Ki Govar Oleinu Chasdoi. So Reb Chaim Brisker brings down that the Maskilim came once to Reb Chaim and they asked him, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, Shabchu kol ha'umim, Ki govar oleinu. Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, Shabchu, Ki govar oleinu chasdoi. Say thank you to Hashem because he was nice to us. Suppose it doesn't make sense. Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, before the Hoidus, that capital of Tupsuki. Really belongs to before, but Sidurim is printed like two psukim. Halu es Hashem kol goyim, shabachu kol ha'umim, ki govar oleinu chasdoi. So Reb Chaim told him, this is what we told the goyim. V'hish ha'omdo, shabachol do avadoi ro emnim oleinu lechaleseinu. The goyim know how much nisim were done to Klal Yisrael. How much subams never blew up. How much cars never blew up. We don't know. Baruch Hashem, this week was quiet. They know, wow, Hashem saved us 10 times this week. Last week was very quiet. Ooh, 5 nisim, every time the guy went, he was killed in a car accident. Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim, shabichu kol ha'umim, ki govar oleinu chasdoi. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. We don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Vayomer Yisroi, Baruch Hashem, asher hitzil etzchem, ki badavar asher zodu aleihem. A vault for my father-in-law, a tifa vault. Rashi says, Yisroi, the first famous Rashi, Sheva Shemois Nikrulai, Reuel, Yeser, Yisroi, Choyvev, Chayver, Keini, Putir. Yeser, why he was called Yeser? Sheyiter Parsho, Achas Bateire, Ve'ato Techse. We'll see later a second that Vahili Mochos and Yisroi came and he said, Novo Tibo il Ato Bechol Hashem Om Asher Hitcho Vato Techze Yisr Parsha Bateire. Everyone's Reb Chaim Brisker said, so what was the parsha that he was Meyater? What is the parsha that Yisroi added? How Yisroi started? He came to Moshe, what he told him? What he told him? Novo Tibo il She Yisr Parsha Bateire Vato Techze. Atav Techzah is when in the middle. First he told him, Vayim Mochos, Posigur Gimel, Vayishav Moshe Lishbol Esahom, Vayar Chosin Moshe, Vayom Amma Dobar Asher Rato Oise, Vayom Eloi Toiv Adobar, Novel Dibol Atav Cholom, Ki Chobot Atav Shma Vekoili, Vayatav Techzah. So Luchu, the Yisroi was Yisro the Parsha, that he told him that the system is not good. We'll get that in a second. Yisro Parsha Vayatav Techzah. Reb Chaim said, to come to complain is Nishken Chochme. To say Novel Tibol is Nishken Chochme. You don't get credit for complaining. You get credit for giving aids. But that he came to complain, yeah, no, he didn't come. That the system is not good, everyone knows. The Chochme is to come to say the system is good. What is the way to work out? Everyone knows, yeah, there's a problem with the internet. There's Nishken Chochme. There's a problem with the internet. As long as someone comes with a solution. But we don't have it, yeah? But then you'll get the credit. The problem? We know that there's a problem. We need someone to come with a credit to the answer. The Daf Hayomi, he came with an answer. However, we'll learn. So, he's a parsha. Yisroi, lekshen yizgayer v'kimer ha-mitzves, hoisifu loy ois achas al shmoy. Choyvev, shechivev, sateire. So the world has two starke kashas. Yisroi has 7 names. We will focus on 2. Yeser sheyiter parsha achas batoyro. Yisroi kevin shenizgayer oisifu loy ois. Dainu, they gave him 7 names. Really, they gave him Yeser, and when he was megayer, they added a vav on the Yeser. right? Yud Saf Reish, where he's Megayel, they added a vav. So why a vav? I heard one pshat. Because Yisoy, the gematria is Taryag plus 3. So he was Mechuyim, the Taryag plus the 3 mitzvahs of Geirus. So Mele, when he was Megayel, they added a vav, he became Taryag plus 3. So when he added a parsha in the Torah, he's called the Yeser. When he's Megayel, they added a Vav. Now, one good sugya, he got a whole name. Megayel from a Goy to a Yid, it's a Vav. To become a Yid, Shemoteiro Mitzvahs, Erlech a Yid that they call, you get a Vav. To learn a sugya the Yidun, you get a whole name. A. B, the Vav they added, and the word Yesa, right? So when they added the Vav, after he added a parsha, Fimos Rishonim, he was Megayel before the Mochas Yom HaKippur. So they didn't give him a name yet. They didn't add the Vav. Only after he added a parsha in the Torah, they added the Vav. Don't tell me it was nowhere to push the Vav. They could have Reuel, they could say Reuelu, yeah, they could have added the Vav, Choyvev, Choyvevu, yeah, but they could push the Vav where they want. No. They took the name Yeser that he got later when he added a parsha, and on that word they added a vav. He deserves the name that he was Megayel before. This is a gewaltig gebot. Steht in Sforim, Teire changes the mahus of the person. Mitzvahs don't change. Kiner mitzvah v'teire oyer. The mitzvahs are nimshul to a candle, and the Torah is nimshul to the fire that is on top of the candle. A person can have a huge candle. If there's no light on top, it's worth nothing. If there's light on top, the candle is worth. Torah changes the mahus of the person. You get a different name for Torah. For Torah, you get a different name. For mitzvahs, you don't get a different name. The mitzvahs don't change the mahus of the person. Brought down in the Goyen in Mishlei that the Torah is nimshel lechem v'yayin. Lechem is iyun, yayin is agodeh, la meshane. Mitzvahs are nimshel to close, malbushi. Eiz vado levushu, v'tishak liyayim achroim. It's the malbushim. Malbushim don't change the person. Food becomes a part of the person. But a person that is undressed, it's improper. What you see when you see a person, you see the clothes, but it's gone. On a person under it, there's nothing. The way you walk around, is anoges, is his mides, but everything is the levushim. The main part is the Torah. Yisrael gets a new name when he's adding chelek to the Torah. When he adds a chelek to the Torah, so then, even the mitzvahs become a choshev apart. They get involved to be a part, to be tuffled to the mitzvahs. Person has to know. Person thinks, Heidike Yitzhahore is to be a asker. You know, this guy has this organization, that organization. He helps 1,000 Yigalat in Yisrael. He has 5,000 Yigalat in Russia. He gives out Pesach food. He gives Purim's food. He gives Tu Bishvat Peiles. Yeah, everyone has his mitzvahs, yeah? It's nice, the bushi. The mahus of the person is there. How much he sits and learns. How much is kiver to learn. This is what measures by the person. This is what changes the person. Person has to know. Yisrael gets a name when he sits and learns. So Yisrael comes and he says, V'ata techzim ikolom. Novel Tibol Gamato Kolom Asher Itcho. What happened? He comes and he sees Vayim Mochas Vayeshu Moish Felishmet Esaom Vayam Odom Al Moish Min Aboyker Adair Vayar Chosin Moish Eskol Asher Roiselom Vayim Ma'adobo Az Asher Roiselom Madu Ata Yeshu Levatcho Ki Yavo Lidrash Eseloikim. makes so alosim vatotezum mikilom and shechayim yirelekim and sheyemes veshoftu esom becholeis ha'ish mamesh lekol choyster v'yas kol asheroma ha'ish nach moish es choyster v'yelech lo yelat. So the Welt asks the famous kasha. We believe in our emunah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Moshe to be the manager of Klal Yisrael, he not only taught him how to teach Torah, he gave him the skills how to be a manik. For sure. And Moshe Rabbeinu sits and he started to teach Torah. Comes Yisrael, says the system is wrong. We have to change the schooling here. Unless Yisrael came, yeah? If Yisrael would not come, we'll be standing in line by Moshe, yeah? Unless Yisrael came? It's against our emunah. It's against our emunah. We believe that Yisrael, Hashem gave Moshe the koyach how to teach Klal Yisrael. Why we don't like all these new kind of chadorim with different shittas? Because what was good for Rabbi Kiveiger is good for us. We know that Rabbi Kiveiger knew how to mechanach kids. You can now mention how to mechanach. Kiveiger knew if you need to know Tanakh or not. We swallow from Rabbi Kiveiger. We will teach our kids Tanakh. Rabbi Kiveiger also knew that Klal Yisrael need to know Tanakh. What's good for Rabbi Kiveiger? What's good for the Baal Kol? What's good for Chafetz Chaim? If you start to change, then a scholar comes out. So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu knows how to teach Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there, comes Yisrael and tells Yisrael, Moshe, listen, this, the system here is mamish, I'm telling you, the Olam will fall apart. I waited in line for a couple of hours to speak to the Rebbe. Nishkem Ma'alach. Nishkem Ma'alach. So Moshe, mamish, unless Yisrael came. So I found this kasha by a sefer that Satmar took out b'shem Reb Elchanan. There's a sefer that Satmar took out from Reb Elchanan. It's called Yalkut Ma'amorim. It's a red sefer. They bring letters that Reb Elchanan has written against Yalkut. There's different arguments if the sefer exists or doesn't exist. I saw that sefer. I even have some of my father-in-law took two, and I took one. I have one copy in my house. I can't find it now where I found inside that sefer, but I found this kasha inside that sefer. And there they bring down Reb Elchanan a teretz. Some Roshivas told me that it's a precursor to say that Reb Elchanan said his teretz. But I saw it there, and I can't find it now. But I saw it there that Reb Elchanan answered that Moshe really also felt that is a problem, but he was scared that he has negias. And Yisrael told him, it's not good for you, not good for them. Moshe felt, maybe I have to work harder, and the reason I think it's not good for them, because it's hard for me. So he waited, the outside player came and told him, Moshe, no, the system is not good. Yeah, I told it to some Gedolim that I saw at Reb Elchanan, he told me Shred Nazeh Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew what his emes, he was not scared from the negiyas. But I saw that b'shem Reb Elchanan. But that Adam Godel told me that b'etzem the kasha is nishkin kasha. Rashi and Dvorim says a teretz. It says in Chumash Dvorim, Vo'imar alachem bo'isahi, it's Dvorim, posuk after Sheini, Dvorim, Chumash Pashas Dvorim, Dvorim, Vo'imar alachem bo'isahi, lo yuchal, se'is, ואמר לכם באיס ההיא, לא יוכל לבדי סאיס אסכם, השם אלוקיכם רבו אסכם, ולכם היום כיכבה עם שמיים לא רואי. איכו אסול לבדי תרככם ומסעכם, הובו לכם אנושים חכומים, נבוינים וידועים, ותענו אויסי ותאים רותוי ודובו אשר דיברת על האסס. רשי סס, ותענו אויסי, ולא של אני, צער, חלטתם את הדובר לאנאסכם. הוי הולכם להושיב, רבינו מוישה, ממי נועל ללמוד? ממחו אם מתלמידכו, לא אם ממחו שנצטערת עליו, אלא יודעתי מחשבסיכם שישמו אמרי מחשב, ישמנו עליהם דיון עם הרבה, אם אין לנו מכירים מוישה. מוישה תאות לכלל ישראל, you had to say no. חלטתם את הדובר לאנאסכם. אז רשי חומש דבורים that is adding to our parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu comes with a system. So רשי חומש דבורים חלטתם את הדובר לאנאסכם. הוי הלוכם לא אמר רבינו מוישה. ממי נועל ללמוד? ממחו ומתלמידכו? לא ממחו שנצטער אותו? שתית עם רשי that Moshe was waiting for a no. When Moshe is waiting for a no, First, there's no taina to Moshe why he doesn't go down from the mountain and starts the system. Because if Moshe starts the system, they can't say no. This is the way Hashem gave the Torah. So Moshe comes and he tells them, Hashem gave me the Torah that I have to teach. Someone says that it's too hard for you. And they have to yell no. And if they will yell no, they will be zoicha. Like when they said, Ritzineinu liyos es malkeinu, Hashem said, Anoichi yoro ba'anan, I will come, they will see me. Ritzineinu liyos es malkeinu, Anoichi mipi agvura shomanu. If you want to hear from Hashem, was missing the mysterious nefesh of Klal Yisrael to say, no, we want to learn from you. So man, there's no taina and Moshe. So the pshat is, Moshe had to give it like this. Someone has to come and tell us, say, but it's hard. You know, the Batchonim, I don't know if you're allowed to even say it over. The Batchonim and the Americans, the Muslim Batchonim and Chasidus. So when it comes to Parshas Yisro, I think it's after Lepuma, the people that say it. But the Batchonim and Parshas Yisro, when there's a Chasna, they say only the Shvel could tell off the Eidim. Yeah, but this is the Batchonim, say Pshat, why only Yisro said it? Yeah, I don't know if you're allowed even to repeat it. But Mikol Mekoyim, אז זה שתי. אבל בבית, אם רשי דושתי את הגבר די כזך, רשי says, רבינו מוישה, הוי הולכם לא אימא, רבינו מוישה, ממי נועל ללמוד? ממחו אם מתלמיד חו, לא אם ממחו שנצטערת עליו? מוישה is going with time at the Klal Yisrael, you had to say no. You had to want to learn by me. How Moshe sells himself? Why you had to learn by me? I would say, because I heard from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, I heard from the Beskerov himself. So it's kedai to learn from the person that heard. I heard from Reb Nochem. It's kedai to hear from the person that heard the Reb. Shez b'chal nishken ma'ila. Maybe someone else can say it better. The Shaila vifo mesirus nefesh the Rebbe hot. How much the Rebbe is devoted to the Talmidim? How much the Rebbe is devoted to Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm the best Rebbe, not because I'm the first hand. I know it exactly with the Knechim. Oh, so what? Someone else will hear it from you. We'll say it over. Mogishma. Who says it? Abazak Moshe Rabbeinu, but I was Moser Nefesh. I'm the best Rebbe. Hoy Elohim Lilmoid, Rabbeinu Moshe. Mimino El Lilmoid. Mimchoy Mitamitcho. Loi Mimcho Shinitzaot Olev. The Postik is Mamshich. Vayisu Mirefidim Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai. ויחנו במדבור ויחד שם ישראל נגד ההור וייסו מרפידים ויבויו מדבר סיני זה דרש למה הוא צריך לאחזר ולפורש מאיך הנוסו יוטס בייס ועל כבר קוסם שברפידים היו בידוע שמשום נוסו אלו להקיש נסיוסו מרפידים לביוסו למדבר סיני מה ביוסו למדבר סיני בתשובה אף נסיוסו מרפידים בתשובה. The Netziv is Omer, a big yesod in life from this Rashi. Vayisu merefidim vayavoyu midbar Sinai. Ma nesiyosom, for sure they went the left merefidim. Ma biyosom lehar Sinai betshuva af nesiyosom merefidim betshuva. What's the pshat? Zog the Netziv. Klal Yisrael had rofu yodeyim bin ha-teira. And Har Sinai they had rofu merefidim. They came to Har Sinai, they decided to recover the Torah. It was a big chizuk. The Torah is teaching us the secret. If you want it to work, the only way it could work is, the only way it could work is, Ma biyosom le'Har Sinai b'tshuva af nesiyosom merefidim b'tshuva. The Torah is teaching us, Klal Yisrael had a rifyan. A bad week. They came to Rafidim, Rafu Yadayim in HaTeira. A person could say, you know what, Be'ez Hashem, next week, Sunday, I'm starting Shtark. Next second Perek, I'm starting Shtark. Shtorist, I'm starting Shtark. Next Zman, I'm starting Shtark. Noch the Chasun, I'm starting. Yeah? When I'll be able to boss, I'll start the Fayim. Yeah? When I'll die, I'll start to learn. Yeah? And the person says, Alamon. Never. It will never happen. Klal Yisrael didn't say when they came to Har Sinai, it will never work. If you wanted to work, Kishem should be awesome like Sinai Bitshuve, Afnesi Yosem Erefidim. Zog the Netzim, Ki Hu Yesoida Atzloche. Al Toim Armocho. Ki Az Ein Ato Godoy. You will never grow. Not only because it will never happen. The Koyach is, you take the weak time, and you mechazik in the weak time. The Velt says, we learned in the end of last week's Parsha, ויאמר מוישה אל יהושע, בחר לנו אנשים, וצא הילחם בעמלק, מחר אני ניצב על ראש הגבעה ומטה אלוקים בידי. So the word מחר here is a very problematic word. We learn out in the Fayyemi, the Afnun Beis, the Gemara declares, שחמש מקרוס אין להם הכריע, what is this מחר? ויאמר מוישה אל יהושע, בחר לנו אנשים, וצא הילחם בעמלק, מחר, other fight מחר, other מחר אני ניצב. So Dorshi Reshumes say pshat like this. Tzei lochem ba'amolek mocho. Amolek is mocho. Amolek say we'll do it tomorrow. Tzei lochem ba'amolek mocho. Who is mocho? Amolek is mocho. Tzei lochem ba'amolek mocho. Amolek says tomorrow. Bez Hashem, tomorrow morning I'm starting shtar. By tomorrow morning? Now it's 10 o'clock by night. You could learn till 12. No, the guy says, okay, I heard the shmuz. Sunday I'm planning to start. He didn't hear what we said. If now, a shower an hour and 2 hours before this message, then we know you heard what I said today. But I'm going away for Shabbos. Where I am? Or I have a cancel. Other, why not? That person will not feel bad, I'm telling you. No one feels bad if people cancel. He's so worried that this person will feel bad, yeah? But then if he gets to say even thank you when he comes there, but he feels special so bad with that person. Mocho. This is what makes a person, this is Amalek. So maybe Zogdin Atziv, the Yisrael of Kabbalah Satere was Faker. They won Amalek, not Mocho. We're going to Har Sinai. Kishem should be Yosem Har Sinai Betshuve Berefidim. Faker, this is the Spitz answer on the Milchom of Amalek. The Spitz answer on the Milchom of Amalek was to fight the Mocho. ויענו כל העם ויאמרו כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה ויאמר השלישי So Klal Yisrael said Naaseh v'Nishma. Parshas Yisro and Parshas Kisiso. So I heard a gewaldike vort. Zayid Rabbi Yankiv Nekritz. Persist in America. Also he left me on the phone today in the morning, I heard it. It says in Chazal that b'shas that b'said Naaseh v'Nishma they got two crowns. One for Naaseh, one for Nishma. B'shad b'chet ha'egel, they took away the crowns from them. What is the shaykh? They did have air. It's a shaykh kash. What is it? Midah can I get midah? Okay, the crowns they got for the special moment of Naaseh v'Nishma. Why in chet ha'egel they lose these crowns? They did have air. So every aveir they would do, eventually they would lose the crowns. But because it's such a shaykh aveir. Only some people did have it as all. So Rashi, Chagmor Rashi says in Shabbos, what is the mile of Naaseh v'Nishma? Well, the Gemara says that in Rove, that he was learning and he was bleeding, and the Tzduki told him, I'm a Psize. So Rashi says, what is Naaseh v'Nishma? When Klal Yisrael mekabel the Torah, they said, Anu oisi me'avo, We trust the Ribbono Shel Olam kederech oyavim that we knew that he will give us something good. I forgot the Loshon Rashi. Rashi says, why he told them, how you said Naaseh v'Nishma, I'm a Pzize. But you say yes before you know what he will tell you to do. And we said, Anachnu oisim kederech oyavim, we are friends, we know Hashem loves us, we will not worry that he will give us something that we can't do. So Naaseh v'Nishma was Be'etzem. We know that every Nisoyan is doable. The Chefze of Nase the Nishma is not only Kabbalah Sateiris. The Tzduki said, how you could say Nase before Nishma? They answered, Kederech Oyavim, Yodanu, Sheyitelonu Mashanu Yecholim La'amid Boy. We knew Hashem will give us what we could do. Cheta Egel, the Chefze of the Cheta Egel is not that Vilizor Sheboy. We'll see the next Pshukim. Cheta Egel was, Kine Oish Moish Meis, Lo Yodanu Me'oyoloi. We lost, what will be? We need someone, Sheyelech Lefoneinu. And it turned out to become an Egel. Klai Yisrael got lost. One second, we don't have a manning now. How we will manage? If you lost, you don't trust that Hashem takes care of you, Ois Nase V'Nishma. The Chefze of Nase V'Nishma was, Hashem will take care of me. I can't remember the Gemara. Hashem will make it that it will work out. I have it hard. Hashem will make it that it will work out. The Chefze of Nase V'Nishma was, we have Emunah and Bira Olam that Hashem will make it to work out. This is the Chefze of Nase V'Nishma. But mainly when Klal Yisrael was standing in the Egel, the Shoyresh of the Chet, not speaking even of the ones that in the end were Mishtach and Abed Ezori, but the whole crowd was, Kizeh Ish Moshe Lo Yodanu Me'oyaloi, Vos V'Zayin. That's what I'm explaining, the Manik, the Kishu, what they were missing. What are you nervous about? You knew that Hashem will not give you any story that you can't manage. So if Moshe disappeared, it will work out. You don't need to try to help him. Hashem can manage without you. Hashem will take care of you. So the Chefze de Kabbalah Sateir, the Chofetz Halvav says in Shara Bitochen, that the Atzloche, a person needs Bitochen to become a Talmid Chochem. Because there's so much distractions in life, so much nisyonis in life, so much things that will make a person nervous the whole time. What keeps him going? He knows the Chiboyin Shiloilo. So the Chefze of Nase V'Nishma, when he told him, I'm a Bzize, he told him, the Chefze was not Sam. What we meant in Nase V'Nishma? And the Malachim gave him the crowns, for Nase V'Nishma. Not Sam, but they said Nase V'Nishma. That they said Nase V'Nishma, we don't need to hear, we know that Hashem takes care of us. I know I have to go to Seder, my headache will go away. I know it will work out. I know I can stay till the end of this month. I'm stark enough. I don't have to be worried the last couple of days. Who else will be staying with me? I'm not worried. It will work out. I'm not doing Chil Hashem and leaving earlier. Chaim Shulevi said, a guy that leaves 2 days early, Pashtus loses all the schar of the whole zman. Why? Because even 2 days early, why he loses the schar of the whole zman? Because he leaves, some more guys feel schwach. So he's goyim rifyan. So b'meile, he's causing Chil Hashem. A guy that causes Chil Hashem shows the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't love you, I do what's good for me. He says, Mistam will be better not to be the host man in Yeshiva from leaving a week early. Because if you're the host man in Yeshiva, you're not causing Chil Hashem. You're not learning. Although if you're in Yeshiva and you make a Rivian, so not only that you don't get Tzchav when you learn the host man, you Mistam will sit very deep in Gehenna. So a guy that stayed in college the whole zman, nothing happened to him. A guy that came to the mirror, left a week before the end of the zman, Pashtus, he's worse than Gehenna from the whole zman. Because he's causing Chil Hashem, because the bench is full, now the bench is empty. That's Pashtus, yeah? These are Olam that sit here every day. Pitom, the end of the zman, Friday will be empty here. So it's a Rivian, right? So the bench is full, Pitom the guy sees 1 second, the guy's leaving. So he causes a Rivian. Was will sein? How I'll be stark? Nase V'Nishma. Don't worry, stay. We'll work it out. This is the Chefze of Kabbalah Sateir. It's the Chefze of Kabbalah Sateir. Nase V'Nishma. And the minute that they came to Chet HaEgel, Chet HaEgel is before David is over, before he goes home and then he doesn't learn a word. Even the Rotsen of the Was will sein? How I will manage a long winter? This is the Chet HaEgel. I'm worried. Hashem, don't worry. Hashem takes care. Hashem gives the Cheshek. Hashem gives the Koyach. Hashem gives the koyach. Miyad, when they had came Chet HaEgel, Hashem took away the crowns. Vayi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yoyis ha'boker, vayi koyles hu broki Elohim. Ve'onon kovid al ahar. Kol ha'shofar chozok mo'i. Ve'yechrat kol ha'om asher b'machaleh. So the Torah comes down, and what happens? Koilis brokim onon kovid me'oid. We call it today a fog, yeah? Onon kovid me'oid al ahar. The whole mountain is covered with onon kovid me'oid. It says in the Askenim, such an important Daskenim to find it. Say Baal Peh what he said, but it's important to find exactly where it is. He says, why the Onon was covering the house Sinai? Lelamedcho שכשאדם בוליל מויטוירו בתחילו זה נראה כאונון. It looks fog, you don't see it clear, it's hard. הייתה תנחומה, ההולכים בחוישך ראו הרגודל, זה תלמוד בבלי. קבול הסתירה started, the הר סיני was covered with האונון. It was not clear. Only later, and they saw the fire, and they saw the Esh HaGdoilo. That this is the derech when a person goes to learn. When a person is mekabel Torah, he has to know the Seder HaDvorim is that it's onon, it's dark, it's choshech, and then when you moisel, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the siyata lishmaya. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Chazal say, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Sheyordo Sino Leuma Yisraelo. Sinai is called Sheyordo Sino Leuma Yisraelo. The Goyim hate us. It's brought down in the Mefarshim. We think Stamash, they hate us. When Hashem gave us the Torah, it came down, packages of Torah, and came down packages of Sina to give the Goyim to start to hate us. The Hainu. And our Sinai Hashem gave us two presents. One present that is called Teire, second present that the Goyim hate us. Why? That Chas v'Sholom will be no Vizboilelus. If the Goyim will love us, and they will like us, we will become a part of them. Everyone knows in Germany, when people started to become very close with the Germanies, Hashem gave them such a Sinai like animals. They behave like animals. It doesn't make sense. Was the most intelligent country in the world. And they behave like animals. Mamash like animals. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense that they will hate us. A lot of times, like, you don't understand why every time the world is against the Yiddish. Doesn't make sense. The Arabs blow up, they're okay. What we throw one stone, we're not good, yeah? It doesn't make sense. And we get frustrated, yeah? and you understand the sugi, Bori B'Shem, Achmed, Zal B'Zach. The Zal B'Zach with Bori B'Shem, Bori Odif, came down, Aloche Esav Soin El Yaakov. And it's a present. Some people try to work on it, to fix it. Meshugoyim. This is a Aloche. Be'aloche She'esav Soin El Yaakov. You don't have to start off with them. But the more you keep away from them, the more they machshav you. So when the Torah came down, Vayeir Hashem al Har Sinai, Sheyordo Sina Leumas Ha'olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave say one vault, something to Shem Yishmuel, that this vault asked me, I was in America once, it was a restaurant, Prime Grill. I had a meeting there, I don't really know the whole details, but the manager came down, and he was just, he got to get engaged, it's good, very good. They said that his bar mitzvah was Parshas Yisroi. And he wants to ask me a kasha. And he asks that every rabbi that comes into the place. Obviously, I had the shmai. The night before, I saw the Shem Yishmuel asks the kasha of the Teretz. We have Asaras Adibris in Yisroi, and we have Asaras Adibris in Chumash Dvori. By us it says, Zochur Esim HaShabbos Lekatsha. Sheish Tziyomim, Tas Melachtecho. And the second Dibris says, Shomer is in a Shabbos Lekatsha. We know Zochor v'Shomer b'dibur echod me'emru. Even that both of them are Asaras Adibros. The first one it says Zochor is in a Shabbos Lekatsha. Second one it says Shomer is yoyim. We know Zochor v'Shomer b'dibur echod me'emru. So the Gemara says she'ein ha'pe yochol loyma ve'ein ha'oizin yichoyla lishmoya. This is the way the Rebbein Shalom did it. He said, also Zohar and also Shomer, but not one after each other. Because then, in that place, the word Zohar was said Shomer at the same time. So he said, he understands, but he wants to know. So why in the first Dibros it says Zohar? And the second Dibros it says Shomer. It's the Dibros Echad Nemu. Oh, why the first Dibros have a Zohar? And the second Dibros have a Shomer? Shem Yishmuel says the pshat. Shem Yishmuel says, Zochor, Zochreo al Hayayin, it's mitzvahs ese. Shomor is lois ese. Everyone knows the Gemara in Makkos Yudad on the base. Kol Mokim Shenemar Pen, Ve'al, Ve'ishomer, Ein Ela lois ese. Everyone knows Makkos Yudad on the base. Bilgimon on the base. Bilgimon on the base, right? Bilgimon on the base. Kol Mokim Shenemar Pen, Ve'al, Ve'shomer, it's a love. Love the Lashamros, a crash in Bereshis. Love the Mitzvah Sese, Lashamros, a loisese. So Zochor is Mitzvah Sese, Shomor is a love. Lemosh, why Noshim Echayev in Kiddush? Because we make Zochor Lashamor. Mishi Yeshna Beshmire, Yeshna Bezich, Shmire, Shmire is a loisese, Noshim Echayev. Ese, it's Mitzvah Sese, it's Man Gromo. But Zochor Vashomor, we make it Zochor Lashomor. Zochor is a Mitzvah Sese, Shomor is a loisese. The first Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael were holding in a high madrega before the Chet HaEgel. So the Ikar Tafkid was Zochor Esim HaShabbos to go higher and higher. The second Dibros was after Chet HaEgel. Klal Yisrael were more busy with the Matzah of Sur Mera and then the Aseh Toiv. So Koyde Matan Torah, the higher madrega, it says Zochor. After Matan Torah, it says Shom. Hashem said both. But the reason, the order in the Torah is like that, because Zochor v'Shomer b'dibur echad ne'emru. Aber, and the first Dibros that it's koyden the Chet HaEgel, it says Zochor. And the second Dibros, it says Shomer. I want to finish with a kasha. It's a shverer rashi. It says in the beginning of the Aseres HaDibros, Poikei davoy novois, al bonim, al shirashim, ve'al ribeim, ve'oise chesed la'alofim. Rashi says, Nimtze midotoy vo yeseira al midas puromies, achas al chamesh mois. Shezu le'arba doyres, ve'zu le'alpayim. Noitze, poikei davoy novois, al bonim, al shirashim, al ribeim, four doyres, or it's a chesed la'alofim. So midah ro he does for four doyres. Midah toiva is la'alpayim doyres. Alpayim divided by four is how much? 500. So Rashi says, we learn out from here that Midah Toivah Merudah Miparoni is Pi 500. Rashi and Makis Daf Yud Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Some say it's a Rivavon there because it says Rashi died. But state in Chof Beis Amud Aleph and Rashi, this is Lefi Pshutoi. And if Noitzer Chesed La Alofim means thousands, not 2,000. But else Rashi, Noitzer Chesed La Alofim means Miut Rabim Shtayim. Alpayim Doyer. So, Midah Ro is 4, Midah Toiv is 2,000, 500 times, Mikan Shem Midah Toiv Pi 500. And if La Alofi means thousands, so Midah Toiv is Meruba much, much more. So I had a cash and I was a Bocher in Panovich. If every, we know that the world is only climbed 6,000 years. So even if every Doiv is 2 years already, it doesn't work out more from Alpayim Doiv. So how could a Shvokhu could be Moitzel Chesed La Alpayim Doyer? When a person has to have a kid, at least he has to be 13 years old to have a kid. So every Doyer is at least, so if we believe in what Chazal told us, that the world is destroyed after 6,000 years, so it will never happen that a good Shvokhu is Moitzel Chesed La Alofi. I'm not asking Slam HaKash. Rashi makes a Gav HaChoyim. Here's Alpayim, here's 4. It's not that Alofi never happens. I love it never happens. So, someone showed me then that the Tesis Chadoshim ala Mishnayis and Makis asks the Kasha. I'll wait the oil to say it there.